So I am here to talk about the effect of winter foot traffic on annual bluegrass putting greens. The impetus behind this study is that the Pacific Northwest has a mild climate where we see golf foot traffic applied to these courses year-round. There's minimal to negligible snow cover, and as we can see from the climate data, it's a dominant environment for Poa annua. We can provide adequate putting surfaces throughout the year, but as we see in the winter months, foot traffic does cause some damage to these greens, and the blame goes on to the superintendents at that point. So the idea behind this study was to document the effects of winter foot traffic applied through the winter months to prove that there is a threshold to where we cannot be subjecting these greens to a certain amount of foot traffic. So we have a two-year study that's been going on at the research farm at Oregon State University, the Lewis Brown Horticulture Farm. Throughout the winter months of January, February, and March, a randomized complete block design with four replications, and we have four levels of traffic from 0, 110, 220, and 440 rounds of golf per day. And where we got that number was the local club, Trysting Tree Golf Club, actually does see 76 plus rounds in those winter months. So we picked some values that we're going to simulate that and stress it beyond there. So the significant data that we found, we can see the effects of this traffic in terms of turf quality on the vertical axis and the weeks of the foot traffic being applied. We do have a significant difference between all of these levels. So as there's no foot traffic being applied, we have adequate turf quality. We still see adequate quality throughout 110 rounds, but as we get further and further into these stressful situations, 220 rounds, we're seeing almost unacceptable turf quality. And as we stress it beyond that, there is significant degradation of the quality to the point where it would not be considered acceptable. So the conclusions that we can draw from this are that in these coastal Northwest climates where there's negligible snow cover and golf is being played throughout these winter months, we should be limiting the amount of foot traffic to somewhere around 220 rounds per day, specifically in the coldest months like February. But as March comes around, we can see that all the plots increase in the quality as March comes around. So we found that as the daily highs exceed 15.5 degrees Celsius, or the lows exceeding 4.4, and the solar radiation comes up for the turf to be growing through this traffic, the turf quality improves despite the traffic that we're applying. So we can conclude that at 220 rounds, somewhere in the realm of March, when the temperatures come up and the solar radiation is acceptable, we can bring the amount of rounds back up to 220 or beyond. And I'd like to thank the USGA and all of my cohorts at the at Oregon State University. And it looks like we will have a minute or two for questions.
Questions for the speaker.
Yes.
So a club that hypothetically has a chance to have more than 220 rounds is going to get paid a lot of money to have, say, 440 rounds. Do you think they're going to limit it to 220?
The goal of this study was kind of show the golfers that it isn't the superintendent's fault at that point, because the clubs are always trying to get as many rounds as possible, but they do their best to increase the fertility rates, do whatever they can to provide the acceptable quality, and it's kind of up to the club at that point if they're going to allow the golfers to continue playing through these months.
Are you applying traffic under frosted conditions in your study?
We are not. Yeah, that's going to cause a lot of damage. So it's, and we don't really see a whole lot of the frosty conditions. So we apply foot traffic throughout the months, but we will do what it takes to get the frost, wait till the frost is removed. So, and that's what the golf courses are supposed to do as well. We should not be allowing players out there, but that's kind of how it happens.
Okay, thank you.